Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Throwback Thursday, champion. Don't have anything to throw back, but I'm going to throw something at you. And it is the Everyday Saturday podcast, the longest running motivational podcast on the planet. Thanks to you. I'm no one without you. That's my love song to my listeners. I'm no one without you. Hey, leave a 5-star review for this crazy motivational show on iTunes. Just go to the show. Click the 5 stars, write a nice review, or not. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Just let me know. I want to know you're listening. I'm thinking about you, and I'm a little bit worried that we haven't communicated in a little bit of time. All right? Hey, let's get right to it. It costs just as much to think big as it does to think small. Wouldn't that be a fair statement? True or untrue? True or true? Doesn't it cost just as much to think? And whether you decide to think big or think small, that's kind of a you issue, is it not? For example, if you're going to college, wouldn't it cost, well, I guess college is a bad example. It costs so damn much money here in the United States to go to college just to get a job. But if you're going to college and let's say you actually do have the money and you're not going to be one of the 750,000 waiter, waitresses, cashiers, or parking attendants that end up with a college degree doing just what I said, let's say you're one of them, all right? Doesn't it cost just as much to get focused and get straight A's, go on to get your MBA and your doctorate? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it just opportunity time is what I'm saying. Throw away the money. You know, you can dream big. You can be resourceful. I know a lot. You know what's funny? As off the beaten path as I am, I know a lot of doctors and dentists and really, like, successful people, a lot of which are in my coaching program. Go figure. I know, I think I've said it before, dentists are the number one suicidal rate category, demographic here in the United States. Number one, average mortality, 53 years old. 53 years old, and you're a dentist and you're dead. Isn't that something? Got a lot of money, though, but you can't tie a U-Haul to the hearse. So I don't so sure what it's all about. If you have any questions, listen to the episode before this one where it's titled, I Love My Life. All right? But let's use your job as well. Say you go to a job and you start and you're in sales. Doesn't it cost just as much to dream about being the CEO as it does to dream about being the last of the ranked sales reps in your office? Doesn't it cost just as much when you're an entrepreneur to dream about being the thought leader in your industry as it does? We're just talking about dreaming, guys. We're not talking about the actual cost of everything involved. Just to dream. Just to dream, you know? Just to dream about it. You know, I'm dreaming about being the thought leader in my industry, having a huge million-dollar product launch, serving thousands of people all around the globe with my products and my services. I'm going to dream today. It's not like, you know, when you go to sleep at night, hey, you're going to dream big? Give me $100. If you're just going to dream what you normally dream, that's okay. But there's nobody like sitting at the edge of your bed you're giving money to, which I believe is illegal. If that's happening right now and you're giving money to somebody to actually sleep next to you, I think that's illegal, at least here in the States. But it's the oldest profession. But seriously, if you're sitting there, there's nobody there saying, hey, you're going to dream big today? Give me $100. If you're not going to dream big, it's free. No, you can dream however big you want to dream. Here's the problem, though, and here's kind of the rub. You can't fit a big dream inside of a small mind. It's not the dream that's the problem. It's your mind that's not expanded large enough to actually fit that big dream inside of it. So many people have these huge dreams, but they can't fit them inside that small mind. Your mind is as big as you want it to be, man. We all got 18 billion brain cells. All of us use about 4 of them, okay? And the reason is you hang around these mopey dopey people with these terrible attitudes, and they're going nowhere fast. I mean, they got a rock tied to their foot, and they're being thrown into the ocean. They're just sinking. And you know what's sinking with them? The only shot they got at living an amazing life. And you're right there with them. You're going to jump right in there with them. Say, oh, you're right. No, they're not right. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses, because the Joneses are clueless. You're not clueless. You've got greatness inside of you. I don't care where you've been. You're driving, looking in the rearview mirror.
Oh, Sam, you don't know my story. You don't know my story, okay? I live in the projects, and I got three jobs.
Hey, look, man, we can all get out from underneath that. 75% of the millionaires in the United States of America are first-generation millionaires, meaning 75% of the people do not have $1 million until they go get it themselves, and they weren't all born in Beverly Hills, okay? I get it. I'm not minimizing the damage that's been done to your psyche. I'm not minimizing the damage that's been done by hanging around or being raised by parents who didn't have your best interest at heart. I get it. You started behind the eight ball. I understand. I did too. But you don't have to stay there. And you know what? You can make a decision right now. While we're on this podcast, you can decide to say, hey, I'm going to dream big. I'm going to dream big. You know what first thing I'm going to do, though, before I... If you bought a huge monster truck and you only had this one car little garage that was the size you could fit like a Honda Civic in it, you couldn't back that monster truck inside the garage, right? You got to build the garage out knowing that this big truck is going to be parked in there. Huge, huge. You can't fit that big dream inside that small mind until you start expanding it, reading, listening to shows like this, going and educating yourself on where it is that you want to go. You got to pick the right niche, man. The rich is in the niches. Find something that you would do even if it were for free. I know you want to get paid. I know you got to pay the rent, the utilities, and the food on the table and clothes for your kids. I get all that. I get all that. But here's the one thing. If you don't do what it is that you really love to do, then you're a sellout. Then you got the big monster truck that's never going to be parked in the garage because you couldn't even expand your mind big enough to fit that dream inside. Are you with me? So whether you're off to college and you're going all these different degrees, you know, I got one daughter who I'm not even convinced is going to even see the first day of her college, and she's a straight-A student. I got another daughter who wants to be a pediatrician because she's been so moved by our baby Susan, who is, you know, was fighting for her life in Children's Hospital. And then I got another kid. I'm not really even sure where this kid's going. I'm going to have to check back with you on that. I got four kids. Last I checked, I got four kids, yeah. So anyway, when I say to them, hey, you don't have to go to college. No way. But you better, if you're going to college, you're going to play full out. You're going, you're getting straight A's, and you're going to go to postgraduate degree because nobody makes any money with a four-year degree. But you ain't even going to college just to get a job. I will never allow you to leave my home to go off to college to go $100,000 in debt or more just so you can have a piece of paper, just so you can get a job. No, you're going to college because you're going to be a difference maker. And the other kids, you ain't even going to college. You're going to be an entrepreneur. You're going to build an app. You're going to have a YouTube channel. You're going to blog. You're going to be a podcast. You're going to be whatever. It ain't going to, I'll show you exactly how to monetize your intellectual property at the age of 18 and tap into that hungry audience. But whatever you do, dream big, because it costs just as much to dream big as it does to dream small. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.